More than a million Australians have downloaded the federal government's coronavirus tracing app to their smartphones. The app, dubbed COVID Safe, tracks a user's contact with other app users so they can be quickly notified if they've been in contact with someone who has the virus. The government and medical groups hope at least half of Australia's population chooses to use it, but some experts are still wary. Political reporter Alexandra Beach.
It's vital to know quickly if you've come in contact with someone who has tested positive for coronavirus. It's why we've introduced the COVID Safe app.
This technology is designed to help save lives.
I'm going to download it and register tonight.
And the nation's chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, has dangled a carrot in front of Australians still weighing up the pros and cons, saying he'll be in a better position to advise National Cabinet to ease social distancing rules if a big chunk of the population uses the app.
Good uptake, in my mind, would be well over half the people. And I reckon we'll get it, because I think Australians will rise to the challenge.
If you do download it, COVID Safe will exchange data with other app users when you come within 1.5 metres of each other. That data is then logged and encrypted on your phone, so no one can access it, not even you. If none of your contacts test positive for the virus, that encrypted data gets deleted after 3 weeks. But if someone does get sick, you'll be told you could be at risk. And if you then test positive, you can agree to release the data on your phone to health authorities so they can quickly notify anyone else that you may have infected.
No Australian should have any concerns about downloading this app. It is only for one purpose, to help contact tracing if someone becomes positive. That's all it's for.
And the only people who can access the data will be state and territory health officials. There's a 5-year jail term for any improper access. But Raja Jerdak from QUT's Centre for Data Science wants more details about the encryption before he decides whether to use it. And he warns the app's Bluetooth tracking also won't be foolproof.
Wireless signals can vary a lot. So it may be that somebody is 1.5 metres away, but the signal on their Bluetooth is showing them quite further away. There might be interference in the signals, or there might be some, you know, physical obstacles blocking the phones talking to each other, whereas the people might be very close to each other.
And Professor Jerdak says expecting 40 to 50% of Australians to use it is a touch optimistic.
Where in Singapore, I think the uptake was significantly lower, although they have a much more centralised government that can influence people's decisions more than our government in Australia.
Professor Julie Leask from the University of Sydney Nursing School is almost certain she'll sign up. But she says the government's got to do a better job of convincing the public to do the same.
If you look at things like uptake of vaccines before they're funded, you know, there's a fair bit of friction, if you like. You've got to pay for them. You've got to take your child along to have them. You get something like 20, maybe up to 35% uptake. And then it's publicly funded. It's got that sort of stamp of approval. You don't have to pay for it. It's encouraged. And then you get uptake right up to 90%. So it is possible to get high uptake of something that helps control disease. But you have to be very good at being able to convince people that the benefits far outweigh any harm. We haven't seen evidence of what a 40% uptake in the app would actually do to disease control and what kind of social interaction credit that would buy us. And so better salesmanship of the benefits of the app would be good. And they'll also have to overcome the many security and privacy concerns that have been raised.
And that's Professor Julie Leask, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.